Environmentalists are often portrayed as tree-hugging elitists by conservative talk show hosts and others. That image really was never accurate, but the environmental movement is becoming more diverse. Environmental issues are becoming increasingly important to a wider swath of society. Mike Cermak is a consultant for Boston's public schools. He helps teachers figure out the best ways to teach classes such as environmental science. He's come to the conclusion that music can go a long way in getting the attention of kids in the classroom, especially since hip-hop artists started tackling the environment, and not just as some distant polar bears and butterflies issue.
We really want to start at, you know, the corner store and ask deep questions like, why isn't there any fresh produce? Is that linked to the fact that diabetes and obesity are kind of rampant in our neighborhoods and in our families?
Cermak says artists such as Mos Def hit a chord with people with songs like New World Water.
Tell your crew, use the H2 and Y's amounts, it's the New World Water, and every drop counts. You can laugh and take it as a joke if you wanna, but it don't rain a full week some summers.
And it's not just those big nationally known artists. Mike Cermak says he stumbled into Boston's local green hip-hop movement by working with activists who were trying to stop a power plant from being built next to an elementary school.
In talking with them further and getting to know them, also many of them turned out to be these really talented MCs, these talented lyricists who were using the new knowledge that they found working with the nonprofits and kind of weaving those into their more traditional narratives of this is what's wrong with, you know, street urban issues, this is what's wrong with all the gangsters around in my city. They're saying, you know, how can we also bring in these environmental issues.
And those artists are pulling in friends and bringing a whole lot of street cred to environmental issues. Tam Blessed and Ben Gilbar called in some of their Boston friends to perform Green Anthem.
Everybody shine, be solar power, speak your mind. That's wind power, move your H2O, wave power, organize, people power, we got that soul power.
They're staying true to their roots as kind of the voice for social injustice and speaking out against urban problems. And they're really mixing it up with a lot of environmental issues.
Mike Cermak says he's been working to get students interested in environmental issues in the classroom, but hip-hop artists, such as J-Live and This One, get it done in a way students know.
They're already used to loving the hip-hop tracks, and they know the MC. You know, it's more important that the MC is from the community. That's another big piece. I think it's a really interesting start to this green hip-hop potential.
For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.